We make hundreds of decisions every single day. So you'd sort of think decision making should come easily to us because we're so experienced at it. But when it comes to finances, some of us forget to think critically about how we're spending our money and the decisions that we make. Pierre-Yves McSween is the author of a new book called Do You Really Need It? And it helps us answer this simple yet crucial question so we can make better choices about our money. He joins us now from Montreal, Quebec. Hello there.
Hi.
Your book was a big hit in French. It has now been translated into English. Why do you think it resonated so deeply?
First of all, we never talk about finance with a smile. That's what I did. I put some humor in that, and I would say I challenge something. You see a lot of books tell you buy things, get rich, how to be a millionaire, how to get rich. This was the first book that tells you you're going to be rich or you're going to be less poor if you choose wisely your financial decision. So that's the angle. And here we have often like very specific books about how to invest, what you should choose, should you buy a house, but never challenge the way we are living. So that's what I did. And I was surprised of the success, maybe 180,000 copies in Quebec. It's a lot of copies. You know.
It's a lot of copies, even if you include the whole country in that. That's a lot of copies. I have a 9-year-old, as I mentioned off the top of the show, and we talk a lot about needs versus wants in our home. Adults do not have an easy time distinguishing between needs and wants. How would you describe the difference between the two, given how hard it is for people to tell which is which?
Yeah, a desire, it's something that you can get rid of. Like, I have a lot of desire that I don't really spend on it. But a need is something like you need somewhere to live, you need a job, you need to earn money. But the difference is like it's just the angle that you're choosing. But wisely, you have to just forget what other people think, because society is built to tell you buy things, and you're going to be someone when you're going to be able to buy things. And when you ask yourself, why do I really need this thing? Why should I buy this thing? And why did I do it? If it's not something that you really, really need, maybe you're going to pass someday at work just to, you know, buy back the liberty you gave. Because when you buy something, you gave a part of your liberty. You get your freedom, excuse me. So it's part of your financial freedom that you need to get.
I like the word liberty better, especially how you say it. I think that's more compelling. Let's talk brass tacks here. Cars are a great example to apply this to. A lot of people need a car to commute to work, but they want a brand new one and they want heated seats and they want it to be fast and pretty. So how do you help people make that decision where, depending on where you are on the spectrum, if you're a car lover, absolutely they'll say, I need the heated seats.
You know what? You should just buy the keys of a brand new car and keep your old car, you know, because I'm joking with that because, you know, it's peer pressure. But usually a car is parked in a parking lot or next to your house or somewhere you don't really are, where you not really are. So let's give you an example. Like, I never bought a new car. I'm 39 years old. Thanks to my father, who's like never used to learn me to buy a new car. So I would just say I was just used to it. I never smelled new car. You know what is a too young car? It's when the car is like brand new. You smell this, you know, particular thing that it's COE in French. It's like
it's the new car smell.
Yeah, the new car smell, toxic product. So you just have to forget it. So no, first of all, when you work easily, you work maybe 10 or 11 weeks a year to pay your brand new car just for the payment. So you go to work like 2 or 3 months a year to get your money to pay your car that you bought to go to do your work. So that's really crazy. So That's why I just tell people, don't buy a new car.
Yeah.
That's a waste of money.
You go after some sacred cows here. Loyalty programs, credit cards, children. What's your thing about children? I know you have one. So are you, should we tell those two gorgeous children that you regret having them?
Yeah, but it's not a joke, really, because, you know, our society is built to have two children. More than that, your car needs to be bigger. Your apartment is too small. When you buy a chicken, you know?
Right.
There's only chicken for four people in a chicken, you know? So you need to buy another chicken. When you go on holidays or on vacation, you have some advantage. But you have advantage for two adults and two kids. So the society don't want you to have a third kid or a fourth one because it's really expensive. If you have a fourth children, you're rich. I'm not, so I didn't do one, you know. But you don't always choose in life, you know. Sometimes a new kid happens, and that's it.
Yeah. What's your thing about loyalty programs? Where are you at on what? There's this real addiction to the loyalty programs in Canada. How do you feel?
I feel that you don't really need a loyalty program, you know, loyalty program, because it's really a small amount of money. If you don't spend your own money, if you have 1% or 0.5% as a loyalty program gift or something, this is really small. When you think about it, it's easier to cut $100 of expenses that get back $1 when you spend $100. When you get a $100 gift card is because you spend usually 10 grand.
Yeah.
So think about it. Just don't spend and you're going to have more than the loyalty program will give you.
Credit cards, you say one and done. How come?
Yeah. Because in the 80s, they always said, oh, you need a Visa card, a MasterCard card, you need an American Express, because somewhere you're not going to be able to use it because some place you won't be able to use it. But now it's not true. So you have Apple Pay, you have your debit card, and you have your credit card. So just one is enough. I don't know why people have 2, 3, 4, 5 of it. And you know what? Every time you sign for a new credit card, you tell Equifax, I need money. Even if you don't use it, you tell Equifax, I need money. And it tells Equifax and TransUnion, we're going to affect your credit score.
Right.
And your credit score is going to affect how much you're going to pay for your mortgage. You know,
yeah.
So that's a circle.
So those are a bunch of the things that you would argue that we don't need: loyalty programs, credit cards, more than two children, or maybe any children at all. But one thing you say we do need is $2,000 readily available in case of an emergency. Why do you say an emergency fund is so important?
First, there's always things that we didn't plan, like change the roof, an accident, you forget your cell phone. And the cycle of debt is starting when you have an expense that you didn't plan. So let's say you have a $5,000 in your TFSA account. You're not stressed. Maybe 2 years ago, I received a tax bill from the government. They asked me money. I said, no, I didn't plan this thing. It's not a problem because I had an amount of money in my TFSA account. I just use it and it's finished. So I'm less stressed with life. If you have a $2,000, $3,000 in your bank account from somewhere, you're not stressed about losing your job, not being able to pay your rent. And this will reduce your people that are anxious or have problems with their mental health and everything.
Really interesting stuff. Well, Pierre-Yves, thank you for talking to us about your book today.
Thank you very much.
Pierre-Yves McSween is the author of Do You Really Need It? It's a new personal finance book for English Canadians, but for Quebecers, it has been a BOFO big seller. Lots of great tips in there.